With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With utility crews working round the clock, the lights have started coming back on for some of the millions of homes and businesses left in the dark when Hurricane Beryl slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast.
Houston resident Betty Cole tells KTRK she's one of more than 2.7 million customers who initially lost power.
That's a lot of people, and you have some that's maybe my age, you know. And I'm 85.
Beryl weakened to a tropical depression from a hurricane later Monday, but not before killing several people in Texas and at least one person in Louisiana. Beryl is threatening to unleash harsh weather over several more states in the coming days. I'm Donna Water.
And moving inland now, tropical depression Beryl is bringing torrential rains, a threat of flooding and tornadoes. A vast area from Arizona north to the state of Washington is being baked by a punishing heat wave. It is dangerously hot. Watches and warnings are posted. In Death Valley, California, it's even hotter than normal.
Usually a breeze is cool. This is not a cool breeze whatsoever.
Tourist Drew Belt visiting Death Valley from Tupelo, Mississippi. Also at SRNnews.com, NATO holding its annual summit in Washington this week. The alliance marks its 75th anniversary. The war in Ukraine will figure prominently on the agenda. The summit is being hosted by President Biden, and all eyes will be on him to see how he handles himself amid growing concern about his mental acuity and his fitness for office. The president's personal physician has released a letter stating that a neurologist has examined Mr. Biden during his routine physicals and has detected no signs of Parkinson's disease or related conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 14 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 52. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change operations on children. U.S. District Judge Louis Girola sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states who had argued the language and the rule was based on encompasses biological sex, not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Iran has them, so does Afghanistan. The morality police said to inspire fear and dread among Afghans, which is, after all, apparently their mission.
According to a new UN report, which underlines that edicts and some of the methods used to enforcement disproportionately impacting women and girls constitutes a violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Taliban had set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice after seizing power in 2021. The UN mission in Afghanistan goes on. Human rights violations, as well as the unpredictability of enforcement measures, contribute to a climate of fear and intimidation among segments of the population. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Israeli forces are advancing deeper into the Gaza Strip's largest city in pursuit of terrorists who the Israelis say have regrouped in that area. More details at SRNnews.com.